I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hi, guys.
You got it.
Hello.
How is everyone?
Well,
all right.
Been a poorly boy this weekend, don't you say?
Had a bit of a sickness bug over the weekend.
Yeah,
you've recovered.
Stay away.
Yeah. No, I'm all right now.
Gonna be fighting fit. Our first gig of, well, first of all, we'll address Charlie isn't here again.
Charlie isn't with us.
Bit of a habit again, isn't it? We've got our first gig of the year, which when this comes out.
We're recording this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
First show on Saturday.
Intrusive thoughts. Sorry, the Tesco Blossom sign's gone.
Hey, yo.
Has it?
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry, I just saw that and it reminded me. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Does that mean someone's nicked it or have they just...
What's the sign? There's a Stockport sign there, but it's nothing underneath.
Someone might have nicked it.
Someone might have nicked it.
Just thought, because if we're still paying for it, we should address that.
Yeah.
Sorry, intrusive thoughts.
Oh, that was a good one,
I meant to text you about it.
I liked that one.
We'll email Connie.
Yeah. Sorry. So yes.
I'm going past that way later. I shall scope.
First, you should put it back up.
First gig of the year.
Got a load in my car.
Yeah. Your house is looking really weird with a big sign of the band on it, isn't it? Don't know why you've done that.
Start outside my car.
It's really
home of and wrote in Sharpie one.
Yeah.
One of the.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Odd that.
Anyway, sorry about that. I just thought before I forget,
I
thought
like
I'd tell
that.
You.
But yeah, first gig of the year. Everyone excited?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Should be good.
Tiny as well.
Be nice to go back to the venue I met Sphere at.
Was it really? Yeah.
Romance. Yeah.
Is it a good old sweaty?
Yeah. Do you
gig?
Remember which one it is?
No, I remember what it is, but I don't remember the temperature.
Do you know who supported us? Vant.
Did they?
Vant supported us. Yeah.
I think was there someone else on as well?
Yeah, there was someone before. It might have been Vril. Vril and Vant.
Was it Rat Boy?
Was it 2015 then? We did this.
Yeah,
we played it since, haven't we?
End of May 2015.
I feel like we played it since.
No, we've not.
No.
Not since that day.
That was like the.
I'm thinking of Gorilla. We played that since.
That was the one before the Ritz.
I was going to say, that was like probably the last, like,
is that one? Is it bigger than Gorilla, that one?
Yeah.
It feels smaller, though, doesn't it?
600, isn't it? Or
720, it's about the same.
720, that was it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people moaning online about not being able to get tickets.
Oh, because
but
it was free, you wanted the tickets.
And not just that, it was like, we did, we just announced like a 30,000 cap, sold really well. So I announced 700, if that didn't sell out in like 10 minutes, I'd be worried. Do you know what I mean?
It's the nature of playing small venues again, isn't it? People are going to be upset, which is a shame. But it's kind of out of our hands, isn't it, in a way?
I've got something that
straight
I want to bring up.
Up.
And it's actually...
blah, blah.
Sorry.
It's actually an apology.
You got it?
Oh, from who?
From
I've got an apology as well.
I'll just say sorry, because I've done some things in my life.
Is it what?
What's your apology
the
about?
Stings.
Yeah.
Ah, the stings, yeah.
So, I thought they
misheard us. Yeah,
I thought Jess misheard jingles for Stings, and that's what really made me laugh. But after seeing the comments and doing some research, Stings are actually
radio
kind of tiny jingles. I suppose the kind of
I've got the Wikipedia.
Go on.
Of a sting, if you'd like me to.
You got it.
A sting, sometimes called a sounder, is a short musical phrase, primarily, thank you, used in broadcasting and films as a form of punctuation. For example, a sting might be used to introduce a regular section of a show. So I suppose you could say they are stings.
No, I think they are, but
stings.
I literally thought it was a misheard thing for jingles, so that's my apology. It wasn't...
Yeah, Neil Summers rang me. He used to work in TV.
And he said it's an actual
and
thing.
And he was like...
Well, we don't work in TV, do we?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
But then
I should have Googled it last week, really, before we started laughing. But I've explained why I laughed.
It made us laugh.
It sounds like stinks as well,
good.
Which is just funny.
But
it made us laugh, so it's fine. I mean...
There we go.
But yeah, so stings.
Sorry.
They are the stings.
Sorry, Jessica.
Is there a band called The Stings?
No, but they sting,
didn't they?
No, but like, should there be a band called The Stings?
That would sound like a tribute act for Sting.
Just loads,
exactly.
Just like three or four Stings playing.
Loads of
Stang.
Stings.
The Stangs.
Fucking, he's chatting shit now.
Yeah.
Anyone else been up to anything this week?
I've been to the gym, I'll have you know.
Hey, yo!
Yo.
Say that, because we've recently joined a club, haven't we?
We've least recently joined a club.
We've joined a club. And so me and Charlie went for a swim.
Yeah,
which is the most exercise I've ever done.
Didn't you come out of it like, I feel fucking fantastic?
Chaz was like, you're glowing. You're glowing. We went to there's a Jewish cafe in Cheadle.
Yeah.
One of the nicest sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Chaz?
Lulu's.
Oh, Lulu's.
Lulu's Kitchen, I think. Proper rotisserie chicken. Really tasty.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, but we were sat there having this bagel and Chaz going, you're fucking glowing.
He's quite boomer, Chaz, isn't he, sometimes? And stuff
he's very
like,
boomer.
Isn't he? He's very boomer, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
But I felt really good. I'm going to go tomorrow. So, yeah. Before
makes you feel
here.
Good, though, doesn't it? Exercising.
It creates energy, doesn't it?
Yeah, man.
Kinetic energy.
It puts you in a good space before doing something. I mean, you know what I'm like? I fucking buzz off exercise. Been playing a lot of tennis. Me and Tom.
Nice. I need to hit the
undefeated,
court.
Undefeated, aren't you, Tom?
Well, you said it, not me. I'm not one to brag, but...
You love the fact I brought it up, though, don't you?
No, I actually don't.
I bet you've got a very, very powerful serve.
No, it's not a powerful serve.
My serve, on the other hand.
Oh, really?
Joe's got a good serve.
Tom, surprised.
I was laughing audibly. Tom's stretch is outrageous, isn't it?
What do you
like,
mean?
I'll do like a mint drop shot, and he's like, no way he's getting that.
Long ass.
Just goes...
Telescopic arms.
Yeah,
so maybe I do have a slight advantage.
Yeah, that's
all the people have advantage
well,
in tennis.
I think even on like,
but then you're faster than me, so
maybe yeah, you're
I think getting
more
over
nimble.
The net is an advantage. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like you're just taller, aren't you? So getting it over.
So I'm already there.
Yeah, it's easier.
Bird's eye view.
Whereas I've got to like go up and over. Do you know what I mean? Mine's like free kick. Yours is like down.
Yeah, it's good fun though.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to stay out. Have you been well, aren't you,
Miles? We played tennis and went out for meal, didn't we? Then I was severely ill. The meal, I had to leave.
Oh, well, before the meal as well. It wasn't anything food related.
No, God, no. But anyway, feeling better now.
That's the main thing, mate. Especially for the gig this weekend.
How did everyone else? What did you do at weekend? Anything? You have a birthday party, didn't you, Miles?
Yeah, I had my mates, best mates from school 30th, so.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. It was at a pub in Stockport. Not really much to tell. In public, so it's one of them, isn't it? But yeah, it's good. It's my year group are all turning 30 this year, so it's like... I describe it as when you watch a series and then you know when they record like a series and then they have like a big break and then record another series.
Like a Christmas special sort of.
You know, it's more so like, you know, everyone's like, I'm like, whereas like a couple of years ago it was like season 3, now it's season 4. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's aging, but we're all the same. It's interesting, isn't it? We're all doing our little bits and like getting a bit older. But it was good. It's nice to see everyone. You don't see all your mates as often as you used to, do you?
No.
When you get on a bit. No. It's not like, you know what I mean? So
life gets in the way.
Your mum's and your mother-in-law. Birthday yesterday, right?
It was.
Because only because Beth's as well.
Yeah,
Beth's 30th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
30 yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Rick Astley's birthday today. As we record this. So happy birthday,
happy
Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick.
He's got the same birthday as Liam Ealy, then.
Right. Day dropping birthday.
No, yeah. Anyone whose birthday? Anyone else? Yeah,
any
send in your birthday.
We should do birthday shout outs for last.
Birthday shout outs is funny.
It's got to be legit.
Send in your birthdays too.
Tell you what, let me do something, and this can be the birthday jingle. No, I'm not going to play it, but you always have to start happy birthday on a C7.
You good?
That's just from growing up with BM playing the piano and everything. So on your birthdays, you'd be like, okay, everyone ready? And then you'd hear this.
I remember being at yours and BM doing that.
You ready? Start with a... Oh my God.
Hey, yo.
Open tuning.
Sorry.
Happy birthday to... Fantastic pitching from myself there.
You should be a singer.
So anyway,
Thank you.
So let's get it for the jingle. And you can put it into reverb or something.
I think you'll find.
Oh.
So yeah.
That'd be funny, send your birthdays.
Are we going to read some fan questions then? Because it's
I've
just us four.
I've got some here. This is the fan bit.
This is the fan. Got it.
How fast that cuts off at the end.
This one's from Matt Bland. All right,
unfortunate
fellas.
Unfortunate surname.
I know. I'm sure he's far from bland, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's a fan of us, so, you know, he's got something about
definitely
him.
Definitely is, then.
Fuck's sake. All right, fellas, massive fan of the podcast. I make sure I listen every week. You all make me piss. And I can...
Sweet.
Oh, here we go. And you're going to... What do you say?
Said sweet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like a stupid comment or something. Yeah, piss. You'll make me piss. And I can tell you're all top mates. Oh, that's a nice thing
that's
to
cute.
Say.
Cute. Surface.
Apart from me and you.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just have a fight on the podcast one time.
Me and Miles nearly had a fight once. Maybe we should talk about that one time. It's funny, isn't it? It's a funny
story. Should
we
talk right now?
No.
Yeah, should we do this email and talk about it?
No.
No, do you know what? Fuck it.
It was funny.
No, we didn't have a fight. No, fuck this, because it's embarrassing for me.
You were really drunk.
You were drunk.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it, because it's not nice to try and attack your friend. But I bet, not fucking hell, of everyone here, who's been attacked the most? It's you, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
But he said that.
Like, what once?
You, isn't it?
Yeah. How many times have you been attacked, Tom?
Never.
Exactly. Josh?
Do my own thoughts count?
Let's stick to having
if
fun.
If so, I'm with Josh.
This is quite ADHD. It's quite ADHD, this. Just
go on, read Matt Bland.
Been a massive fan of yours since the start, and I always try and catch you when you're on tour. Castlefield Bowl last year was class. Unfortunately, I'm booked on a cruise when you're doing Wimshaw Park,
cancel
so
it.
I won't be able to attend. Fucking hell, a cruise.
It's all right,
Matt,
for some
Matt Bland, I know, yeah. Doing all right.
We get to play a crummy gig.
Crummy's a boss word, but so I've made up for it by booking to see you at Isle of Wight with my 9-year-old son Archie.
Oh, that's nice.
In brackets, who absolutely loves you guys too, and always asks for your tracks whilst on the school run. Attached a photo of him when we went to our first proper gig in December, watching the Twang at the Ritz. He can't wait to watch you boys in summer. Buzzing for the new album. Keep on releasing bangers, boys. P.S. Following the talk about trolley pounds last week, top tip which I got from an old lady in Aldi, the key of corned beef tin works with the collies in the trolley slots.
The key for the what?
Key, you know, when you
that's
get corned
so
beef sometimes you get like a key with it.
A key?
Like it unfolds the top.
Yeah, like, rolls off the top. Do you know what I mean? Like sardines have it as well.
Yeah.
Well, he's basically saying that little
works.
Thing
wow.
works in it. So thanks very much, Matt. It's a really nice email. So he's coming
you.
To Isle of Wight, which will be hopefully we're not
don't get winded,
winded off. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, it was a scary gig last time we did that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was anxious.
Photos of you on the stage.
Me and Josh. No, because...
You're quite an anxious person, that.
I'm just like, if something's potentially dangerous, why just be confident in it not being dangerous?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, but you see, this is where I'm like with you with food. I'm like, why be... Like, if something could potentially make you ill... And thinking about why be like, oh yeah.
You can't strengthen your body for something falling on you, but you can strengthen your gut by eating like, I basically don't get, well, I get ill more. I've started washing my hands, so I don't get as much illness. But basically.
Second time you said
this on the
podcast.
I don't know.
I've started washing my hands, so I don't get ill.
I have.
I know, but washing your hands isn't just the reason you get ill. You can just get ill. Like Tom, look at Tom. This week, you can just get ill. You just get it sometimes.
Yeah.
Fuck all
no,
you can
does.
Do.
But, yeah, the wind at Isle of Wight was scary.
Yeah,
it was. You know, we had to come off, didn't we?
I just fucking hate wind anyway.
Shit
for you.
Shit element, isn't it?
Like it's probably the worst element. I prefer getting pissed wet through than
100%.
Wind.
Rain adds a vibe. When it pissed it down at Leeds,
that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
Jay, do you remember though?
For us,
I'll give wind this though. Do you remember what?
So just that. I'll give wind this.
Apart from the fact I mispronounced it as wind once in a reading in school. So I'll give the wind this. Do you remember that Fezzy we played in somewhere?
Budapest.
And it was like a sandstorm.
Budapest. Yeah.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah, I remember
that was a vibe.
We'll give him that.
What we were playing like quite an intense tune as well, wasn't it? Like
Between the Eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My favourite room, man.
No, that Leeds last year, that was good. There's a fucking boss photo that someone took where it's like
the lightning
in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's just us like, yeah.
I have a email here if anyone's asked.
Go for it.
This is guitar related, so this is for me and you, Tom.
Not me.
It says, "Hi guys, love the band, and wanted to ask a few questions regarding guitars. What are some of Tom's, Josh's, and Charlie's not here, so favorite guitars and basses that they have? I personally like Tom's Fender thin line Tele Deluxe. Actually, mine.
The OG one.
Yeah,
the hollow body.
Let's get it up for him.
Who's wrote this email, Josh?
This is Jack Thompson.
This guitar is like, when I look at that guitar, I automatically think of the band.
Yeah.
And early days of the band. Like so, that guitar has been like, is like part, it's like, well, a, it's like another member.
Give you some fun facts about this. It was Josh's guitar because when we joined the band, I only had a
Epiphone
Black Beauty kind of thing, remake, whatever it was. But it was like, I just got it when I was younger and kind of.
I remember getting that with you.
And it was a bit fucked, basically. Mm. Been through the wars, playing the pubs and around Stockport.
But I just bought a Les Paul.
Dawson's in Manchester.
And you bought yourself a Les Paul.
So I gave this to you, didn't
so
I?
So Josh donated that to me. And the reason why I really liked it, it's really light, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, with it being the hollow body there.
Cool. Do you know what?
It's cool as fuck.
Bring it back.
I'm going to play it on Saturday.
I'm going to play it on Saturday for a laugh.
Yeah, you know how you can tell it's mine?
There was a hissing.
At the back it says, crafted in hell.
Does it actually?
That's a bit of trivia for you there. So I just, look, I just have a look at it and then I'll show it to the camera. I'll show it to the camera, Tom.
Crafted in hell. It's so you.
Oh, so it does say crafted in wherever
it
was.
It did say China. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be cool. So I'm going to put crafted in hell.
Speed on your mic, Tom. You have to speed on your mic so it goes to you.
Crafted in hell.
I think it might need repairing though, Tom, the jack input on it.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, that's been everywhere, that.
It's a great guitar.
So I got that, I bought that in Dawson's in Stockport when that was a thing.
That's where mine's from, the Charlemagne guitar.
The Charlemagne guitar. Mm.
That's that one explained, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, let me just finish the email. So he personally likes that one, and then I also like the red Dan Electro 67 that you played on the Cool Like You tour, your red Dano.
Yeah, that was because we used that a lot on Cool Like You. So the rhythm for like There's a Reason Why and all the songs on that, really.
Mm.
Electric rhythm was played on that Dan Electro. So then I naturally took it into that tour.
Yeah, big shout out. We used their guitars a lot. But yeah. My favourite is probably either my blue Dan Electro or the
Strat.
Or the Strat.
My favourite's the new one we bought you. That Epiphone.
The Epiphone,
The new Epiphone's boss.
1964.
Yeah, that's like the first.
Show it on camera. Yeah.
That's like so the lads for my 30th kindly got me a.
Mine soon, yeah.
Get an Epiphone.
Yeah.
Get a keytar. That's what you're getting, actually.
I actually want you to wrap a keytar.
Right.
That's
next tour. No.
At most
there's
a
one
tour.
That, there's one that I want, and the Rob Swire from Pendulum uses them, and it's not, it's like. It's really good, I want that, but you probably don't want me to have that because it's just a guitar, it's just a MIDI guitar.
No, you're not having a MIDI guitar, you're having a keytar.
No, there it is. That. It's shit.
Yeah, so that's boss. The lad's got that's me that really for the good. If that's like a proper vintage guitar.
It's 64 it is.
I love the Batwing.
From No Tom Guitars in London.
Yeah. And then my Rickenbacker, which I've used from the start, I just always wanted a Rickenbacker.
Yeah, I remember getting
when
that
we got
as
a record
well.
Deal, that's the first thing we bought. I remember. Rickenbacker. From Forsyth in Manchester.
Yeah, it was.
No Jags in here, is there?
No.
We don't have any Jags, do we?
No, I'm not a big fan of where the switches are on it. It's getting in the way of my hands, personally.
Are the switches like that kind of switch?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jazzmasters have the rolly
ones. Oh, good,
ones.
But I reckon we've lost half the listeners now.
Yeah, yeah, but there's like three people going, whoa, yeah.
More of this.
Yeah. But anyway, it's good to get a bit of nerd
in
there.
Maybe split the pod one day and do a technical pod. You know, pull out like midweek or something.
People have asked for a rig rundown. That'll definitely get a lot of listeners, that one, won't it?
Well, if people are into that, email him.
Josh should do a rig rundown. I'm not very technical. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's nice to talk about gear and stuff like that sometimes. It's like, I understand
why. Rundown, would you be running down my rig?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand why some people be like, oh, it's boring, but other people are like really into it. Do you know what I mean? So we definitely should look into that.
Yeah.
I've got another one from another Matt. Matt Griffin. Morning, chaps. 20 song arena tour dream set list below.
Go on then.
Kicking off.
Go on then.
With At Most a Kiss.
Solid.
There's a Reason Why.
It's going big early then.
The Keeper.
Yeah.
Love Talk.
Nice.
Honey Sweet. Care For. Polka Dot Bones. Unfaithful.
Wow.
Cinerama.
Wow, he's gone curveball there now.
You don't like Cinerama?
No, I don't mind it.
Great tune, Cinerama. Well, he's put Cinerama / Giving Up the Ghost.
Okay, Cinerama then.
/ Blown Rose.
Blown Rose all day, man.
He said he was really struggling it down, but...
Blown Rose, then.
Instead of them, right, yeah, okay. 10, Favourite Room. With acoustic outro of ABBA, Winner Takes It All.
Wow.
Pretty specific, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But, fairs. 11, To-Do List. I've Seen the Future. If You Think This Is Real Life, Get Away, Your Girlfriend, Everything About You, I Can't Stand It, Ribbon Around the Bomb, Oh No, Charlemagne.
Fair play.
In brackets, if you must.
I've been trying to do the set list for this weekend. I've made a bit of a start. And I thought, did I tell you, I thought about opening with To-Do List.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've said
nice.
That.
Think that's a shout?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should just...
Did we do it? Or is that a bit like...
No.
No, it's a fucking tune.
Yeah, it's a upbeat as well, yeah. Isn't it?
I'm scared.
Why? Because it's first. You want to go with something comfortable.
I just... No, not just that. I think sometimes it's good to just come on and bang.
I want to change the setup though, me personally. Because you feel like we've... You know, do the order completely different.
I'm into that idea.
Just do it.
And I've got Care For after that, which is a bit of a curveball.
Fucking tune.
But we'll get into this after anyway.
Bonus fun fact. My Favourite Room has always been my favourite song of yours.
Wow.
And back when Tom used to do the Has Anyone Had A Breakup Recently info chat, I was very excited when I got his attention at Ziggit. That's weird. We were just talking about it.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I quickly had to scramble to make up names because my ex-girlfriend was stood right next to me at the time. Though we had broken up recently, we had also shelled out for the flights to Hungary just before that. So we thought we'd try and make it amicable and enjoy the festival anyway.
Fair play.
Thought it would be best not to provoke anything before Arctic Monkeys, especially as after 4 sunny days in Budapest, we had somehow just been battered with wind and rain as tensions were already high. Aww. Also pictures below of merch and wall. It's got loads of merch and stuff of us.
Oh,
nice.
Really nice.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's funny that. So for you, everyone that doesn't know, when Tom used to do Favourite Room, he used to pick out someone who goes, he's recently been heartbroken, and used to dedicate the song to them.
Yeah.
And say the name once, wasn't it?
Yeah, just have a bit of crowd banter, but retired it now.
Yeah, retired. But like I say, he was obviously next to his ex.
And he was like, pick me.
And you did. And then he was, what's the name? And he went,
bold move, that, innit?
Yeah.
Putting your hand up.
Fairs.
Hello, lads. How are you all? Good, thank you. I watched the last episode of the podcast and saw someone show you their tattoo and wanted to show mine. I got it in April 23 and actually ended up seeing Tom later in the day after getting it. I was slightly nervous to go over and show him.
That's mad, innit?
And then the picture is. It's there. It's the typewriter from The Writer, right?
Yeah. No way.
It says, there it is. I love The Writer, and it's a song that has resonated with me so much that I actually ended up basing a short film I made at college on it.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. And this is Mia. So Mia, send in said film, because we'd be interested to see it. Anyway, quick question at the end. Which musicians have influenced your music the most?
Growing up, I was a massive Oasis fan, that people will know. So,
yeah.
I'm going to fly through songwriters. It was probably Noel and Liam. Then I was obsessed with Alex Turner as a songwriter. Suck It and See kind of made a big breakthrough. Probably, well, what year would that have been? 2011?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was like 18 at that time. I mean, you're starting to get into relationships. You're learning these songs on the guitar. So that's kind of they were like the catalysts, I would say.
The key.
For my songwriting. And then I love songwriters like Carole King as well. As obvious stuff like ABBA. Beatles. Do you know what I mean? Just going to list a load of obvious stuff now.
It's getting into tunes and music and stuff is mad, isn't it? I feel like there's always like one artist, and there's a gateway artist that you like become obsessed with.
Yeah.
Mine was the same as you, and we sort of became mates from like Oasis. And then obviously you listen to who Oasis listen to.
Yeah, and you just work out.
And then you just listen to other bands who are around the same time as Oasis. And then, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like, sort of explodes, doesn't it? But weirdly, as you get older,
taste changes, doesn't it?
But it's not just taste changes. I think you just broaden your mind, don't you? Whether you start to get a little bit bored of it.
Yeah, just naturally with age. I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, you sort of get bored
of
what changes.
The same thing for ages, can you?
Reckon that's still a thing now because of like, Spotify and math music and shit. I don't know.
I think younger people probably have a broader variety of taste than we used to have. Because ours was all CDs, wasn't it?
Speaking of which, I was just going to bring up CDs. I was just saying, I listened to a CD for the first time in ages recently. The sound quality was fucking amazing.
You're obviously normally on like, you're normally on like wax cylinder.
Yeah, well the wax cylinder. Well, no, normally I'm just on memory.
It's good memory, isn't it?
Radio.
But, you know, after when you're used to just hearing stuff like on your phone or whatever, and then a CD, it's got a certain quality to it that you just, well, same with like vinyl,
yeah,
has a certain quality.
Fucking boss, isn't it?
Yeah, but, vinyl's unreal.
Yeah, it was like it was so punchy. It was fucking amazing.
In fairness, I remember having like snide iPod Nanos, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, not the real, like an MP3 player, which had a little, you get it on
USB,
eBay or whatever.
USB built in.
Yeah, and it was about...
I found one of those in Davenport and that was just my MP3 player.
But remember, you could have, so obviously because of LimeWire, we did have a version of Spotify technically. Do you know what I mean? I remember growing up, like my LimeWire was like...
curated. For,
yeah, you'd have like Oasis and the names would be like Oasis, So no Sally Oasis. Can Wait.
Yeah,
well, the names were always wrong, so don't
I did
like
not
anger
have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, and then you'd have snide ones like that. But then I'd have like all like old school six, like, do you know what I mean? Like stuff I'd heard in films or like, what's the Build Me Up Buttercup and shit. I used to like love all that.
I need to look at these.
I wonder if you still have them like nights and that. Do you remember like when we started, like, say 20s, early 20s, maybe a bit before that, like when we started going to like Revolver.
Yeah.
And like Deaf Institute and then like nights where they'd be our vinyl DJ still and it'd be like dead 60s. You don't really see them nights anymore. I wonder if there's still any of them in town. Because they were mint and there was loads of people there and it was a boss vibe and it created its own, like, in a way, sort of subculture, if you like.
That's
so old school. Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Do you think they're going to have like a CD night? Like a CD night?
Fucking
CD DJ. Well, I'll just say DJing, isn't it?
CD night. But I don't know.
There's my niche.
I, like you were saying before, I wonder if like in school there was like pockets of different thingies, weren't there? And that was stripped back from our, like when we were in school, it was sort of like not as defined. Whereas if you look back at like when you speak to like your parents and that, then it was like defined in like proper groups. And if you speak to grandparents, it was like they were teddy boys, they weren't mods. Mm. You know what I mean? Like even finer, like...
There was elements of it, weren't there?
But I'm saying each generation, it seems to have like been less
watered
defined.
Down
yeah, do you know what I mean, I wonder now if it's like there's not that as much. I don't know.
We're out of touch.
I know.
I'm out of touch.
That's a tune.
Right, what's this one here?
It's a good shot of your recede on the camera there.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what? That's making my wig tape come up a bit as well. Let's go back to me and you arguing. I'm in an arguing vibe. Hello, this is from Lowry.
I'm in an arguing
Lowry
vibe.
Lowry Jones, is that how you pronounce it? Lowry.
Yeah, that's
Lowry.
It.
Lowry.
Lowry. Lowry Jones, hello.
Eddie Snowball.
Listening to your...
You like me now?
Yeah. Listening to your Impatient Thumbs episode as I'm getting ready to go out.
Nice.
As Joe was talking about, as Joe was talking about how he wouldn't want to be in any other band, it made me wonder what is the silliest argument you've had as a band, if anything. Huge fan of the podcast and can't wait for some live shows this summer. All the best, Laurie. What's the silliest argument? Like a silly one, like a daft one that we look back on.
Like the airport, from what I wasn't there, was it? But that sounds like a silly argument
to me.
What,
me and Charles?
No, that's where we all turned against each other. It was weird, that.
Me and Charles.
I was just stood there going like that.
Because I wasn't there.
It was like a game of tennis. It would have happened if you were there.
I'm not invested.
Basically, before we went, I was like, we should book business flights. Great tax.
As you do, relatable, innit? But,
well, it's just reality, innit? Do you know what I mean? There's no point lying. We're not sitting there going, oh yeah, we're still working class. We're still, it's not the truth, is it?
I would just try to blag them.
We've done quite well, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to be a dick about it. So I was like, we should probably book business flights. It's a good tax write-off, be boring. But it is, do you know what I mean? And also, it's better than sitting in economy. Do you know what I mean?
For like a flight from LA.
My
point was, when we were in it, Chaz went, I'm not fucking arse, me. I'll go economy. We'll save the money. So I was like, fair enough, not arsed. Got there, didn't get it. And he was like, fuck's sake. And I went, I was pissed off. I went, I thought you weren't arsed. And that's what he was
And then
at.
That
like,
triggered him.
Yeah, and I was like.
Yeah, so that's like a silly argument though,
silly
isn't it?
Silly argument.
Yeah. I'd say that's a silly argument.
We've had a silly argument on film again, in an airport, the reach up for the stars. I was like, doesn't say reach up.
That was a good one. Reach up for the stars. I think there's a frequency there that sounds like up.
I'd say silly arguments are little things. Like when you look back, we probably had countless discussions and debates about like artwork and colour of, do you know what I mean? Like colour of vinyl and blah, blah, blah. And really, it's just like, it doesn't fucking really matter.
No.
Do you know what I mean? There's loads of them. Oh, in the past years, do you know what I mean? Not so much now.
Trying to think, nothing's like...
I'm a very firm believer, and maybe it's just my personality, but I don't think arguments are a bad thing at all.
No, you've got to get air stuff out, haven't you?
I think it's just a...
Nah, they are.
Don't start, you.
They are.
Being cheeky today.
No, trying to start.
But me and you have had a few arguments.
I think there's different dynamics, isn't there, within the band. So Miles and Joe will go at each other a bit.
We're friends now.
Yeah, but use will quickly bubble up and then just bubble down. Do you know what I mean? Because you've kind of always had that relationship, haven't you?
Yeah, when Miles moved into my house, it's
so Miles lived with Joe for a bit.
Mm.
So there's kind of that brotherly thing of just like little Miles is like the little brother who's like annoying him. That's the vibe it looks like from the outside.
Mm. I think you're fine.
Yeah, the tall brother. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
No, like, it's
younger,
good. I like it.
Do you know what I mean? There's like a dynamic there.
Yeah.
And Joe's very, very organised and kind of practical. Miles is a bit more chaotic and
impractical.
Yeah.
I used to be. I'm all right now.
Yeah, but on the whole, like in the early days, days of the band, do you know what I mean? You'd like you'd leave shit in places, you forget stuff. Do you know what I mean? And Miles, Joe's always like, "Come on." Mm. So that would create things. Me and you have probably had arguments in terms of. Because we've been friends for so long, we can say shit that you can't really
you wouldn't
say,
necessarily say to someone else.
Mm.
I think that's probably why
me and you have had
me and you will say it. Yeah. And because you are quite strong-willed and opinionated.
Nah.
You are. Everyone agrees.
I'm only joking.
I feel like it's become. There comes a point where I sit from the outside and I can see it going sometimes. And then I'm like, I'm going to have to just say something here because...
Step in.
You're never going to stop, if you know what I mean. That's the dynamic I feel like sometimes.
I think it's good that we've spent so much time together that we all recognise each other's like mind workings.
Everyone's cues.
It's never ever been serious to the point where you're like, God.
No.
Like, it's never been like longer than a few days.
Because inevitably, you're doing it because you all care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It always comes from a place of caring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're doing it from a place of not caring, that's, I suppose, when the troubles happen, but...
Yeah, well, that would be toxic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you're doing it from a place of like you all want the best for it. So,
do you know what? Arguing is a form of communication, and that's better than not doing anything and letting it build up. Do you know what I mean?
I just think arguing's good. It's good to fucking flesh it out. It's good to get it off your chest. And the biggest thing about arguing is grow some bollocks and don't hold grudges. That's it. That's the fundamental parts of it are that the arguing side isn't that bad. Like, because like say you. Both people are trying to get the best out of one situation. And who knows, you know what I mean? But it's the holding the grudges that fucks you over, I think.
There is a mad history of bands, isn't there, though? It's weird. Like, you know, like causing breakups from arguments, disagreements. It is. That's probably like the biggest thing that breaks bands up,
well,
isn't it?
Let's be honest.
It's wild, isn't it?
A lot of the time that comes from bands not splitting everything equally and shit like that. When money comes into it.
But that's even a form of disagreement and arguing and all that shit. Yeah, weird.
That's a resentment building, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, if you're sitting there and you're sort of struggling a bit and someone's in there who's like making fucking tens of thousands, and they're comfortable, do you know? I could see why that would be a bit like, and they're going like, oh, we need to do this, that, and they're probably there going, fucking, oh, I can't do that. Do you know what I mean?
You know what you should bring back? Challenging people to duels. That's a great way to settle an argument, isn't
like
it?
Like a OG.
Horse and thing.
That's jousting.
Tell you what, remember Camelot?
Cooler.
Yeah. Camelot was boss.
Always full of wasps and bees.
I never went
to
Camelot. It's not me, though.
I went Camelot.
Me, come on, man. Medieval vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's quite ash in Camelot.
Oh God, it was dreadfully unsafe. In so many ways. Even the insects alone.
You find a pier unsafe.
Yeah. They're fucking damn right as well. Do you see how fucking loose them boards were?
Oh,
Jesus,
man,
wet. Yeah. Oh, I've got a... Can I just quickly do a does my head in thing? Just
You know what does my head in? The best does my head in.
You're doing my head in. Miles does my head in. Dead simple, this one, straight to the fucking point. Poorly designed labels that do not come off correctly and leave loads of fucking residue all over your fucking thing you just bought.
I'm fucking
like a prize tag
for that.
Yeah, or like informative thing or instructions or something.
Yeah. I fucking hate that.
I bought
that.
A bin the other day, dead boring, right? And it was like a stainless steel fucking bin.
It's plain, just...
Little price tag came off fine. The corner of the thing came off fine. And then genuinely several hours and like high concentrated ethanol didn't even get rid of it. And then when I finally did get rid of it, it's left like a almost like a nuclear shadow of where all the fucking residue was. Do you know what I mean?
Stuck on it, sorry?
Just like it was like
instructions for a bin.
Not instructions, but
open
it was just,
put shit in.
It was just the fucking like the brand of it. You know what I mean? And like the
barcode.
It just said like it. You know what I mean?
It was a fucking sticker.
That is annoying. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So it's like bin in English, in French, in German.
Yeah.
Bin.
I fuck yeah.
That's it's like it's really set it on fire and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a really good
it's really
one.
Simple, isn't it?
Really,
but really, it's
really
so annoying.
Does my head in that.
Because why would you not just design it so it comes off in one piece? Not in a million.
What is that? Why does some come off and some don't?
It's cheap glue, isn't it?
It'll be cheap glue, different types of glue, and that glue might work for some materials and not others.
Maybe,
Do you know what it's cheaply thought about?
Science.
I just don't... I that's a really good one, because I fucking hate that as well.
And it happens all the time. You buy a product, you think, right, and you want it, and you're going to use that product every day, and you're going to look at it every day. I don't want to look at, like, some leftover adhesive... You know what I mean? Every time I fucking
no,
put something
don't.
In the bin.
It's the smallest thing, but do you know what my favourite type of adhesive is?
Go on.
Do you know what it's just like a blob of hard glue?
Like hot glue?
Yeah, and you just take it off.
Oh,
and
they're
off,
good
and then
them,
the,
aren't
the blob
they?
Just,
like when you,
just
get, flick when you get a new like
it's like
bank
a pan
card.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favourite. You can just take that off and that just comes away and there's nothing.
It's good that.
I end up playing with it for ages though.
I love the way we're talking about what our favourite adhesive is.
That's a good
one,
my favourite adhesive is.
Mine's the one that's holding my hair on.
I'm trying to think of
you, to be fair, you've probably used the most amount of adhesive, haven't you, compared to us? With like the bar and all that
there
shit, you know what I mean? An adhesive addict.
No,
the adhesive addict.
That sounds a bit...
Yeah.
Sticks like shit, you ever used that?
Sticks like shit.
Sticks like shit.
I think it's on my stairs.
Why?
Yeah.
That's what stuck the...
Is that your banister?
The mirrored ceiling in the bar.
Oh, is it stuck on with that?
That sticks like shit.
Right, you know, and it does and all.
Fucking does stick like shit. I need a lot of it though.
Yeah.
We went through so many tubs of sticks like shit on the mirrored ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Sticks like shit.
Literally, we use a product...
no more nails. It's a good one.
Like, you know, on cables and stuff like that, if they've been taped up.
Oh, you're talking about for...
Sticky stuff remover. It's literally exactly what it's called.
Is this a band thing? Like,
yeah.
When we clean our cables?
Yeah, it's sticky stuff remover. It's fucking great.
I've got something which is just like, just a thought that I thought.
These are always the best.
When we were out, I was speaking to Katie and talking about
Katie Ogden?
Yeah. KO. And I was speaking about like, you know, like Apple Watches and stuff like that. And it has that feature where you press it and it finds your phone.
Yeah.
But then it's like, what if you've lost your watch?
This one.
Yeah. And, And I was thinking...
I fucking use that so much, you know.
I was thinking of a good invention which Apple could do, because I'm not going to do it, am I? Do you know what I mean? It's called, Where Is My Thing Ring? And it's a ring. It's a ring that you have.
There's the title.
And you've always got it on, so you're not going to lose it.
Where's my thing ring?
Where is my thing ring?
Wait there.
I've got a description here that I wrote down. This is at like 11:15 at night. A ring for when you lose everything, i.e. phone, wallets, AirTags. And I took a picture of, I think it's Logan's hand, because she had a ring that was quite big, and I thought, that'd be a good Where Is My Thing ring. So you have like a screen on it and you can find what ring, like, do you know what I mean? That like a little screen on it and shit. How good is that?
Where is my thing ring?
That's genius.
That's just an Apple Watch.
No, this is some of his finest work.
No, it's fucking true though, isn't it?
Where is my thing ring?
If I had... I'm not going to make it, but I could make that.
Billions.
It would be shit.
Yeah.
It would be shit.
Trillions.
Do you know what?
Trillions.
Imagine if I said this now and Apple brought it out. It's mine, isn't
so
it?
So it's basically...
Miles walks into Dragon's Den and he's like, you ever lost... Yeah, what if you lose
your... I'll be a dragon.
It can't be third party. It has to be...
I'd be a dragon, so I'm going, right, you've got this idea. What's the difference between that and the watch?
Well, you're not... Well...
It goes on your finger.
Yeah, but you're not going to sleep in a watch. Sleeping in a ring is better.
It's literally made for sleep and tracks your sleep.
Yeah, but you're going to take it off though, aren't you?
No, it's made for sleep.
It's smaller, more compact. It does the same shit. It can track your sleep, track your BPM, track everything. Look, microphone.
He's adding more stuff into it.
I don't think you can do anything.
You can do anything.
I'm not sure you can take your pulse from your finger though.
Yeah, you can. Your pulse goes through your finger.
Yeah, you can.
You can. Your pulse literally goes on your finger.
Yeah, he's right.
I'm right.
What do you mean your pulse goes on your finger?
You have a pulse within your finger.
I'm not sure you can measure it via a ring on your finger.
The amount of money they've got, they can do it.
That works because you've got main veins and arteries. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you make it.
No, I'm not. I don't want him. Right.
But I think that's
how
a pretty good
how much investment would you need to make the
oh, be
where's
fucking
my
it'd
thing
be
ring?
So much.
I ain't got enough.
So. No, that's why you're fucking asking the dragons, innit?
Well, just let them decide. 50-50, you do it, my idea. Sound.
Don't think they give you 50.
Teenage engineering are good. They can design it.
Ew.
Teenage Engineering, the one he did that little Swedish Half Mafia thing and that, you know. Yeah. So I just thought I'd share that with the world. Do you know what? What's it called? Open source. You can just do it. Someone do it, because I'll buy it.
Where's my thing ring?
But would you wear that ring?
Of course I would.
But you've got an Apple Watch and you don't wear it.
Exactly. I don't know what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but you find it with the thing ring.
Yeah, but then what if you lost your ring?
Yeah, but it doesn't come off.
It
doesn't
come off.
It
stays on.
It's like
you.
A wedding ring.
Yeah, but you have to charge it. The same way Miles.
When was the last time you took your wedding ring off?
I never took it off.
It's heat powered. Your hands are warm. Kinetic energy. Wait, that's moving.
Tom's hands are cold though.
Yeah, what about people with Raynards?
He has got a point.
You can get cold edition.
The cold blooded.
Depending on your own circulation.
Depend if you're a lizard.
People
or
have
not.
Cold hands need to be outside more, so that one's solar panelled.
Or maybe the ring, you can wear it wherever you can wear it on your toes or something if you want.
Wear it on your arse, that's a ring. Anyway, so yeah,
that's the end of that.
Just where's wanted to share that.
Where is my thing ring?
Wait, no, where's my thing ring?
That's going to be in the list, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm
actually, like, if I could, I would make that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a good idea.
I think it. I disagree.
Do you remember armpit air?
Armpit air was a good one.
Yeah, but that. How do you do that? I saw some online
about explain to
that.
People who don't know what armpit air
about
is.
Armpit air. Yeah, just armpit, air conditioning for your armpits. It wouldn't work.
You'd fucking love it now, though.
It wouldn't work. That's good.
Right, any other questions?
This is from Nicole Forbes. Hi.
Hey.
First seen you guys at Glasgow.
She'd be able to fucking fund it.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Hi. First seen you guys at Glasgow 2017. What was that?
Good gig, pyramid stage. Yeah.
Nice.
Sailor top.
Oh, yeah,
me.
The thing nice. On them, yeah.
And I have been obsessed with you guys ever since. I've just added you guys. I don't know why, but you know, I've been obsessed ever since. Your songs have been the soundtrack to so many amazing moments for me, such as my wedding, in brackets, The Keeper.
A lot of people use that song. It's mad that.
George Woodall texts me the other day. So yeah, sort of name drop there, my mate.
That's going to be his wedding too?
No, he's been to three weddings where they've used it.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. And he's going to another one.
And my daughter was born last year in 2023, a true Blossoms fan. And as soon as to-do list comes on, she dances and smiles.
Aww.
It's cute, isn't it? I live in Scotland, so come to all your Scotland gigs. And also came to the big Manchester gig and buzzing for the Withenshaw Park gig. And to visit your hometown of Stockport.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice. You could hopefully go down to the bar.
Do the whole shebang,
yeah. You played a lot of amazing venues over the years, but my question is, where would be the ultimate venue you would love to play in your career? You're a top bunch of lads. P.S. I messaged Katie on Instagram and you kindly sent me and my husband a video message on our wedding day, and I just want to say thank you. It's not only made my day, but it's made my life and something I'll treasure forever.
Oh,
and they've got the wedding thing here. It says, let's spend this life as one. Mr. and Mrs. Parton, 1806.
Isn't it weird, like, when you it's just, if you knew what songs would take on when you're writing, you'd never fucking finish them, would you?
No.
When I'm sat there like that, with a cup of tea and, like, scrags on.
Beans.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't, if you know, like, people lives. Wouldn't have, like.
That's double-edged sword, don't it? Because then also, if no one did that, you wouldn't be writing songs anymore.
Oh, what?
What, Jay, if we were nothing?
Yeah, I'd still write songs, but I wouldn't do anything, would I?
Cool.
Or maybe I'd be even bigger.
Yes.
Don't know, do you?
Oh, thanks, mate. It's made me
How long's a piece of string? It probably wouldn't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying you don't know, do you?
You never know, Tom.
I might be like, what's it called? Like Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it might be like.
I could see you going down.
Can you.
No, what's it called?
Can you what?
Incognito vibes, do you know what I mean?
Like, what release?
Like
stuff?
Mask. Do you know what I mean? Like Mask.
The Mask
figure.
Singer.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, yeah, jokes aside. It's a nice message.
Amazing venue, but obviously the question was.
Oh, where, do you know what? First thing springs to mind.
Ultimate venue?
Barrowland, because it's Scotland.
We've never played
there. Yeah, we could have played there, but we just.
We missed it.
We ended up doing the Academy. It's bigger.
What do you mean we missed it?
We went from ABC, which was a lower cap than Barrowland's. To the Academy, which is a bigger cap. We didn't play.
I thought Barrowland's like 4,000.
No, it's small. It's like 1,000 somewhere.
I just love the sign.
Is there another one I'm thinking of?
The big neon sign.
Isn't the one that's like
the arena?
Yeah, it's Hydra.
No.
We did like a couple.
Barrowland's bigger.
No, small.
Smaller. That's why I've never done it.
So that's what springs to mind for me personally.
Barrowlands is yeah, it is a venue I'd love to play.
What's your favourite? That you've got a favourite venue, aren't you? In is it Sneaky Pete's or something? Remember?
Yeah. Is that done firmly?
The monitor fucked up.
The monitor jostled.
PJ Malloy's on it.
Oh, was it PJ Malloy's?
I complained about the monitor in the sound check, and they were like, "We've not got one."
Just didn't sort it out.
They just didn't have one, so I just had to get on with it, and then I fucked up on that bit, and then that was it then forever.
Ashen.
Is that the place where you had the photo and Elvo's are dead happy and you're just sulking to fuck?
Hate that shit.
That feels like another life, that, you know, them gigs. It does, doesn't it?
Fucking
even
10
just
years
driving,
ago.
Driving about in like the Maxis and
yeah,
that.
Like I can remember it, but I can't remember
close
it.
Close to a decade ago.
This is what I mean. No, it is.
Long time
10
ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It's fucking mad, isn't it, when you think about it?
I feel as though, like, from the beginning of the band up until, like, 2019 was, like, longer than 2019 to now. Because that's, like, 4 or 5 years, but then it's the same again.
That's fucking insane.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
They did a lot in that short space of time.
I think, I don't know.
Time.
I love... Do you know what I really like? I really like that arena in Hull.
Oh, it's a fucking great venue.
Yeah, I like that arena in Hull.
Bonus week. I love venues that really work.
Well designed.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just
air conditioned.
Because for some reason, I really, it just, I'm just
dressing
like,
rooms are in the right place.
Dressing rooms are in the right place, and the mint
access is easy.
They do that everything. Well in Germany, I feel like. Those kind of venues.
I hate it. Do you know when you're in a boss venue? Sometimes you've got like, and the bus is like a fucking trek away.
Oh yeah.
And you've got a guy. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I woke up at Manchester Arena when we played there.
Hi, this is from Natasha
Bedingfield
Bryden.
Thank you.
Wow, guys, almost crashed my car hearing the Aero Leather Factory mentioned on the podcast. Aero Leather is the where me and Charlie got our jackets from.
Why did she work there?
Well, she said, living in the Scottish borders, we often get overlooked. But I have lived half an hour away from there and thought it was insane you knew my neighbouring town of Huyck, spelled H-A-W-I-C-K. So I'd say Howick, but she's said pronounced H-O-Y-K, Huyck. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of the music and been listening from the early days. As an avid listener of the podcast, alongside my best friend Kirsty, we came to see you support the Killers in Falkirk, also at the Corn Exchange in Edinburgh. That was a mint gig, that Corn Exchange. I remember that gig. We wanted to draw your attention to a stunning little venue in... Galashiels? Why can't I say that? G-A-L-A-S-H-I-E-L-S.
Galashiels.
Shit me, aren't I? Called Mac Arts, where some great bands sometimes play. We had Brooke there last week, so that's nice.
Nice.
We wondered if you'd ever consider doing an independent venue tour, and if so, please consider our area. Much love, can't wait for the new album. Love, Natasha. I'd fucking love to.
It would be good. It's just logistics, isn't it? And timing. And
it's logistics, timing. And also, do you know what? The biggest thing with stuff like that is like, you get a lot of shit for people not getting tickets. And also, the tickets would have to be quite expensive to make it viable to do. Again, I got load of shit, you know. You coming up with the idea of doing like the Gorilla
B-sides gig.
Yeah, what, saying you negged it out?
Yeah, loads of people.
Yeah, I had people text me, Lucas text me, I've had mates who've done it, and he sent me a video, he's like, you'll be able to do it.
Yeah, like loads of people going negged. I was like, I just can't do it 30 miles an hour down a finger. I've got an idea about that.
We can do it.
You can do it right now, please.
I'll show you this video Lucas sent me, actually. Some lads did it in London.
It's good. Is that the one showing me in the car?
Yeah.
I've actually got an idea and started making some tracks about it. Actually.
Okay, good.
I won't say it on the podcast now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd fucking love to.
No, yeah, we would like
being
to.
Being neggy and being annoying and boring and logistical like I am.
But yeah, the answer is yes, one day. We've always said we'd love to do like the B-sides like that, didn't we? But again, it's finding the time. Like, when you make a new record, you want to go and promote that, don't you?
I wonder if, we've said it before, but I wonder if we could do like 3 pods, live pods, and do it in independent venues.
Yeah, that would probably,
do you know what I mean?
Do the podcast in small places.
As in like, do one in Scotland, one here. In Manchester, Stockport, and then do one in London.
Yeah.
That'd be like the obvious, wouldn't it? And then, I don't know, see if people came.
Just texting Connie then about the sign. He was like, let me look into it. And then he went, I think someone must have nicked it.
Wow, someone's robbed the...
So someone's robbed one of our Blossom signs.
We actually have a spare one here.
Yeah, it's the wrong size in it or something.
Yeah,
if you know where our sign is, please email in on...
Oh, you know what?
person who robbed it writes in anonymously.
And it's been held ransom.
If you have robbed it and you're thinking, please write it, it'd be fucking hilarious.
Please email in with the photo.
So for people who don't know, if you come to Stockport, like many towns and your post, it says like,
welcome to Stockport.
Like the Borough of Greater Manchester Bar, Stockport. And underneath it, like, it's usually you can pay.
Home like John the Plumber.
Yeah, exactly. It's like usually like a building merchant or a restaurant or something. And ours says Home of Blossoms. And one of them's gone missing.
Yes.
It's the one near the big Tesco just off Portwood round.
I know it's yesterday.
It's because we've said we said no one's ever graffitied it. And they've gone level up now and just robbed it.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
I prefer that to graffitiing it.
We'll give you Withenshaw tickets if you return it.
After Withenshaw, like getting on the bus, like, could you sign this? Fucking sign. Yeah. I'd fucking buzz off that, to be fair.
I would. Fucking hell, they're not cheap though, Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, please don't rob them.
Right, sweet.
You know what? I'm going to do a curveball. I'm going to put a question out right now and I'm going to answer the very first one that comes in on our Instagram.
Okay.
So if that's live and direct, something interesting about that, isn't there? Okay, questions in.
Last one now.
Well, I say questions, fucking millions of them come in. But Coke or Pepsi?
Coke all day.
Easy.
It's not even easy. Who sent it in?
That
go on,
was...
read some more out. Go on,
fast-paced ones, if there's any like that. Fast.
Nah, XRR, two underscores and an X.
Mm.
Okay, random. Favourite brand of crisp?
Walkers. Oh, McCoy's, fuck.
Do you know what?
Pringles are fucking elite, you know. Do you know what? I don't get them because I can't have them in the
house. They've changed though, haven't they? If you notice, it's more like corny.
I just can't have them in the house.
Yeah,
I can't have them in the gaff because as soon as you pop, you don't stop. Do you know what I mean?
That was quick fire anyway.
Do you want another quick fire?
Yeah, let's keep going like it.
When will Texia be played live again?
Do you know what? I was thinking about bringing it back for Saturday. It was going in the mix. I was going to put it in the mix of a conversation.
Do you know what? Because this podcast going out, let's pick.
Wanted to look at them set list actually and somehow pick.
Should we let people decide?
No.
Why?
No.
That's what do you mean? Pick the set list?
No. Like pick five old tunes like Texia, The Urge.
We won't have time to hear back.
Yeah, because this will go out on Friday and we're doing the gig on Saturday.
Yeah, so we haven't got time to
fucking rehearse it, haven't we?
Yeah, we can rehearse five tunes and not do four of them and do one of them.
Fuck that. We'll do it for the next one.
We'll have time, honestly.
No, where's your sense of ambition and fun?
It's here.
So let's do it.
It's here.
Come on, be good though.
No, but there's a form of that. We just need to pick, we just do a poll on there and say, we pick the ones and say,
that's the
Texia
same.
Love Talk. Like, they'll just pick Love Talk probably though, won't they? Seems to get a lot.
If that's the one, then that's the one, isn't it?
Do a poll. Then do them.
I was thinking about doing it at the gig because people will be voting who aren't even fucking at the gig.
Oh, what do you mean? Learn them and then pick
at the gig. Say which ones you want. Cheer.
That's a good idea, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Depends. Maybe we could pick between two instead of five.
Fan interaction. We can pick five.
Let's have a think anyway.
We'll have to do something. So that's fun.
Right. Well, that was nice. So
if you've got a billion pounds spare,
where's my ring thing?
Please invest in Miles's. Where's my ring thing?
See ya.
It's a where's my ring case. Live from Blossoms HQ.
It's here.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.